From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama opens the new African American History Museum. After years in the making, the newest museum on Washington's National Mall, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, officially opened to the public on Saturday. President Obama told the thousands gathered that African American history is as central to America's history as accounts of the country's traditional founding fathers.
As Americans, we rightfully passed on the tales of the giants who built this country, who led armies into battle, who waged seminal debates in the halls of Congress and the corridors of power, but too often we ignored or forgot the stories of millions upon millions of others who built this nation just as surely.
Others at Saturday's ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing construction of the museum, and Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis, who called the bronze-colored museum more than a building. It is a dream come true. Hundreds of demonstrators in Charlotte, North Carolina, took their protest to the city's police department. Many of those who gathered Saturday afternoon chanted Keith Scott, the name of a black man shot to death earlier this week by police. Protesters gathered earlier in the day, marching through the streets of a city on edge after Scott's shooting death. The demonstrations reached a violent crescendo on Wednesday before the National Guard was called in to maintain order. Many demonstrators have demanded that police release body camera and dash cam video of Scott's shooting. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces and their allies have recaptured a strategically located Palestinian refugee camp on the northern outskirts of the city of Aleppo. As Edward Uranian reports, the strikes that have flattened buildings in that city have also killed and wounded scores of people and left thousands without water.
Amateur video showed multi-story buildings that had collapsed under intense Russian and Syrian government airstrikes Saturday on the rebel-held eastern sector of the city. Rami Abdelrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Arab media that dozens of people have been killed Saturday and that many others have been buried under collapsed buildings. The surge in airstrikes began late Wednesday after the Syrian government announced a renewed offensive to recapture all of Aleppo. That move came after the U.S. and Russia were unable to salvage a ceasefire that had lasted for nearly a week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Authorities in Iraq say an attack on a security checkpoint in Salahuddin province killed at least 12 people. Officials say 23 people were wounded in the suicide car bombing Saturday morning. European leaders gathered in Vienna Saturday to discuss how to better fortify the Union's outer borders against illegal migration and trafficking. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that stopping illegal immigration and human trafficking are essential elements of the way forward. She said, "Our goal has to be to stop the illegal immigration as much as possible, and that is what everybody agreed on here. The EU-Turkey Treaty and its implementation is essential." Austrian Chancellor Christian Kern said that three major points discussed in the meeting included the expansion of Frontex to strengthen the protection of the EU borders, speeding up of Greece's asylum process and the Turkey-EU deal, and the speeding up of similar agreements with other non-member states. A massive manhunt is underway in the northwestern United States for a gunman who fatally shot five people in a shopping mall late Friday. Four women and one man were killed in a Macy's store inside the Cascade Mall in the city of Burlington, about 100 kilometers north of Seattle, Washington. Washington State Patrol Sergeant Mark Francis says the shooter, who was believed to have been armed with a rifle, was last seen walking towards a major highway. Authorities have posted a photograph of the man on social media. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News, and I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.